This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Our community storytelling project, Hear Hear, also had the chance to visit the Rock program at Visitation Valley Elementary School to record the stories of young people there. Eighth grader Pauline Dipp told our Hear Hear producers about her favorite hobby. Here's her story.
I'm always on YouTube, like, looking at how other people dance. So I, like, listen to music and start dancing. I can just, like, express myself from just dancing. Like, if I'm happy, I'll just, like, start dancing. If I'm sad, I'll just start dancing. So I'm always dancing. I really like Chris Brown, so any of his songs are good. My friend Onisha, we're always performing here. So whenever there's like a talent show, we're like making up routines and dance. I think the last talent show here, we did a dance to Beyonce. Bring the beat in. Before I performed, and I would rehearse in front of people. I would make sure I don't mess up. Like, that's the main thing. I'm scared I'm gonna mess up, so I would just like keep practicing over and over again. When I was learning to dance, then it was like this really hard spin I couldn't do, and it was a move, but then I did it, and I was so happy. I had to do it over and over again to the music, and my friends, they kept showing me, and they helped me. If I can't get something right, I'm gonna keep trying and trying till I get it right. But eventually, I know, like, when I get to do it, then I'll be happy when I finish. I want to be a lawyer, but if that doesn't work out, then I'm going to, like, continue with my dancing and stuff.
Eighth grader Pauline Dipp spoke with our Hear Hear project at Visitation Valley Elementary School. Alvin Kwok is a tutor with the after-school program Rock at Visitation Valley Elementary. His family has lived in the neighborhood since his grandmother first immigrated from China, and she's been working hard ever since to make a loving home for her family.
Growing up, I lived with my mom, dad, and grandma, and my sister. It was very nice living with my grandma. She taught me a lot, and she always used to tell me stories of how rough it was just starting off here. She moved here from China. She initially moved to New Orleans, and then eventually she came here to San Francisco and settled in the Visitation Valley area. I've always been really close with my grandma. She was the one who raised me for the most part since I was young. She was the main person who took care of me since my parents had to work a lot back then. It's always been hard for her settling down here and like building up a good foundation. And so she had to conserve a lot of money, and in order to actually buy a house here, she had to learn how to do things herself. She's done a lot of like home renovations by herself too, instead of having to rely on others. She is a very independent woman, and I really admire that about her. She remodeled the backyard so that she has a nice little, I guess kind of like a patio kind of thing. She asked my dad to like go out and like buy materials like wood and stuff. During that time, she was always out in the yard with like a giant buzzsaw, and she would be working out there with planks propped up, and she would be sawing through it. Our backyard has changed a lot since I was young, and she's done a lot of things with it. She also used to raise chickens there, which was nice. I remember as a kid, she used to have a little chicken den, and then we bought chicks at the farmer's market, and we were able to raise them and watch them grow from little chicks to like full-grown chickens. She's around 70-ish, 72, I think. Right now she's struggling with cancer, so yeah, she just got diagnosed really recently, but she's still staying strong. I appreciate her a lot, and from my grandma, I've learned to never give up and to always like work hard and focus on my studies and to always gain experiences and to never let people get you down.